知行英语 Listen and share.
Via, via, vieni via di qui. Niente più ti lega a questi luoghi, neanche questi fiori azzurri.
追忆炉火纯青的 Kate 却无论如何也记不起 Zoe 的任何食欲，这使得她苦恼极了。一个偶然的机会， Kate 带 Zoe 到自己工作的餐厅，敏感内向的 Zoe 却和吊儿郎当的 Nick 一见如故，这不由得让 Kate 对 Nick 另眼相看。随着 Zoe 的润滑作用， Kate 逐渐打开自己封闭已久的心门，和 Nick 的关系也慢慢拉近了。
So where did he go to cooking school?
Oh, as a young child, I sat at my grandmother's
knee. Oh, yeah, in Miami, right.
It's in Pittsburgh, actually. My father was a steelworker.
But you did go to cooking school.
Are you kidding me? Cooking was for girls. After high school, I went backpacking through Italy. I owe my entire career to a girl named Sophia.
Sophia?
She's my first love. She's an older woman. 19. Father owned a little trattoria in Tuscany. He's a brilliant chef and he taught me everything he knew. Sophia told him we were just friends, so he gave me a job in his kitchen. I fell madly in love with food. Italian food. Everything Italian, actually.
So what happened to Sophia?
Our father found out what we were up to and he fired me.
It's too bad.
No. It opened a lot of doors.I spent the next couple years working in some of the best restaurants in Milan.
So how come you're not running your own kitchen by now?
I don't know. I guess the right offer hasn't come my way.
So what would you do if you had your wish?
I got my wish.
In Italy, I do a little dance, it's called the Mambo, Mambo Gelato, just you and me, why don't we take a chance and do the Mambo, Mambo Gelato.
逐句对照。
So where did you go to cooking school?
那么你是在哪里上的烹饪学校?
As a young child, I sat at my grandmother's knee.
小时候我坐在奶奶的腿上。
Oh yeah, in Miami, right?
哦，是啊，他在迈阿密，对吧？
It was in Pittsburgh, actually. My father was a steelworker.
其实是在匹兹堡，我爸是个钢铁工人。
But did you go to cooking school?
但是你上过烹饪学校吧？
Are you kidding me? Cooking was for girls.
开玩笑，煮菜是女人家的事。
After high school, I went backpacking through Italy. I owe my entire career to a girl named Sophia.
我高中毕业后在意大利背包旅游，我能当厨师还得归功于一个叫 Sophia 的姑娘。
Sophia?
Sophia.
She's my first love, an older woman, 19.
她是我的初恋情人，那年她19岁，比我大一点。
Her father owned a little trattoria in Tuscany.
她父亲在托斯卡纳开了一家餐馆。
He was a brilliant chef, and he taught me everything he knew.
他是一个超棒的厨师，他把一身本领都传给了我。
Sophia told them we were just friends, so he gave me a job in his kitchen.
Sophia 告诉他我们只是朋友，所以在他的厨房他给了我一份工作。
I fell madly in love with food, Italian food, everything Italian actually.
从那时起，我疯狂地爱上食物，意大利食物，事实上是爱上了意大利的一切。
So what happened to Sophia?
后来 Sophia 怎么样了?
Her father found out what we were up to and he fired me.
他爸发现我们俩在谈恋爱就把我给炒了。
That's too bad.
真糟糕。
Well, it opened a lot of doors. I spent the next couple of years working in some of the best restaurants in Milan.
不过这让我得到了很多机会。接下来的几年我在米兰最好的几家餐馆打过几年工。
So how come you're not running your own kitchen by now?
那为什么你到现在还不开一家属于自己的餐馆呢?
I don't know. I guess the right offer hasn't come my way.
我也不知道，我想我还没碰到合适的机会吧。
So what would you do if you had your wish?
那么你的愿望是做什么？
I got my wish.
我已经实现我的愿望了。 So hey signorina, come come mambo with me. So let's mambo. 下面我们来看看这几句对白中的原点。
Are you kidding me? Cooking was for girls.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? 也可以表达为 Are you kidding? You must be kidding. 意思是你是在开玩笑吗？这三个句子都表示不太相信对方的话，同时显示出自己的惊讶。回应别人的玩笑可以说 I am serious. 意思是我是认真的。
After high school, I went backpacking through Italy.
After high school.I went backpacking through Italy. Backpack 作为名词指双肩背包。Go backpacking 表示背负着简便的行李徒步旅行，背着背包徒步旅行。而那些背着背包徒步旅行的人就叫做 backpacker, 称为背包族。如
He is backpacking through Asia with some friends from Europe.
他和一些来自欧洲的朋友一起背着背包走遍了亚洲。
I owe my entire career to a girl named Sophia.
I owe my entire career to a girl named Sophia. Owe something to somebody 也可以表达为 owe somebody something 欠某人某物。如
I owe 20 yuan to her.
我欠她20块钱。此外 owe something to somebody 还有一个很重要的意思是感激某人某事，把某事归功于某人。如
He owed all his success to the supports from his family.
他把成功归功于家人对他的支持。
So how come you're not running your own kitchen by now?
So how come you're not running your own kitchen by now? How come 在口语中应用的很广泛，意思和 why 几乎一样，表示为什么。但要注意的是 ，how come 后面跟一个陈述句，而 why 后面是跟一个一般疑问句，如。
How come you didn't show up at the party?
你为什么没去参加那场派对？这里的 run 是经营管理的意思。如
They ran the kindergarten extremely well.
他们把幼儿园办得很好。
Don't know. Guess the right offer hasn't come my way.
I guess the right offer hasn't come my way. Come one's way 相当于 get or experience something by chance， 表示某事发生在某人身上，某事被某人碰上，如
Actually, I didn't look for the job. It came my way.
事实上，这份工作不是我可以去找的，而是碰巧得到的。
现在我们来重新听一次故事原文。
So where did you go to cooking school?
Oh, as a young child, I sat at my grandmother's
knee. Oh, yeah, in Miami, right?
It was in Pittsburgh, actually.My father was a steelworker.
But you did go to cooking school.
Are you kidding me? Cooking was for girls. After high school, I went backpacking through Italy. I owe my entire career to a girl named Sophia.
Sophia?
Hmm? She's my first love. She's an older woman. 19. Her father owned a little trattoria in Tuscany. He's a brilliant chef and he taught me everything he knew. Sophia told him we were just friends, so he...Gave me a job in his kitchen. I fell madly in love with food. Italian food. Everything Italian, actually.
So what happened to Sophia?
Well, our father found out what we were up to and he fired me.
It's too bad.
No. It opened a lot of doors. I spent the next couple years working in some of the best restaurants in Milan.
So how come you're not running your own kitchen by now?
I don't know. I guess the right offer hasn't come my way.
So what would you do if you had your wish?
I got my wish.
No Reservations 第四部分的讲解就到这里，下次节目播出第五部分，谢谢收听。
知行英语
请您学英语不能一步十寒。